"Where's that article now?" I asked Mark. "I wanted to read it." "I can't find it," Mark said, "but something told me to tell you about it. I know you don't believe me, but I'm as fascinated as you are. I want to know more, too." 1 year passed before the next convention. During the months since Mark and I spoke, I poked around online but couldn't find anything about any therapist who cured people without seeing them. Sure, there's information on distance healing, where someone heals another without them being present, but I understood that the Hawaiian therapists didn't do that. As I would come to learn, there's no distance at all in the type of healing he did. On top of all that, I couldn't remember how to spell Ho'oponopono to look it up online, so I let it go. Then, in 2005, at the same annual hypnosis convention, Mark again asked me about the therapist. "Did you ever find anything about him?" he asked. "I don't know his name, and I don't know how to spell ho-whatever that term is," I explained, "so I couldn't find a thing." "Well, Mark's a go-getter." We took a break, pulled out my laptop, found a wireless internet connection, and went searching. It didn't take long to find the main and only official site for Ho'oponopono at ho'oponopono.org. I looked around and saw a few articles. They gave me a quick overview of what I was about to get into. I found a definition of Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is a process of letting go of toxic energies within you to allow the impact of divine thoughts, words, deeds, and actions. Well, I had no idea what that meant, so I looked around some more. I found this. Simply put, Ho'oponopono means to make right or to rectify an error. According to the ancient Hawaiians, error arises from thoughts that are tainted by painful memories from the past. Ho'oponopono offers a way to release the energy of these painful thoughts or errors, which cause imbalance and disease. Interesting, yes. But what did it mean? As I explored the site, looking for information on the mysterious psychologist who healed people without seeing them, I learned that there is an updated form of Ho'oponopono called self-identity through Ho'oponopono. And yes, that's how they spell it, self-I. I didn't pretend to know what all of this meant. Mark didn't pretend either. We were fellow explorers. Our laptop was the horse we rode into the wilderness of this new land. We were in search of answers. We eagerly typed forward. We found an article that helped explain a few things.
Self-identity through Ho'oponopono. Being 100% responsible for the problem of my clients. By E. Haleakala Hugh Len, Ph.D., and Charles Brown, L.M.T. In traditional approaches to problem solving and healing, the therapist begins with the belief that the source of the problem is with the client, not within him. He believes that his responsibility is to assist the client in working through his problem. Could these beliefs have resulted in systemic burnout throughout the healing profession? To be an effective problem solver, the therapist must be willing to be 100% responsible for having created the problem situation. That is, he must be willing to see that the source of the problem is erroneous thought within him, not within the client. Therapists never seem to notice that every time there's a problem, they are always present. Being 100% responsible for actualizing the problem allows the therapist to be 100% responsible for resolving it. Using the updated Ho'oponopono approach, a process of repentance, forgiveness, and transmutation developed by Kahuna Lapa'a Morna Nalamaku Simeona, a therapist is able to have erroneous thoughts within himself and within the clients transmuted to perfect thoughts of love. Her eyes brimmed with tears. Deep trenches enclosed the corner of her mouth. "I am worried about my son," Cynthia sighs softly. "He's back on drugs again." As she tells her painful story, I begin the cleansing of erroneous thoughts within me that have actualized as her problem. As erroneous thoughts are replaced by loving thoughts in the therapist, and in his family, relatives, and ancestors, they are replaced too in the client and in her family, relatives, and ancestors. The updated Ho'oponopono process allows the therapist to work directly with the original source, who can transmute erroneous thoughts into love. Her eyes dry up, the trenches around her mouth soften. She smiles, relief dawning across her face. I don't know why, but I'm feeling better. I do not know why, too, really. Life is a mystery except to love, who knows all. I just let it all go at that, and just thank love from whom all blessings flow. In problem-solving, using the updated Ho'oponopono process, the therapist first takes his identity, his mind, and connects it up with the original source, what others call love or God. With the connection in place, the therapist then appeals to love to correct the erroneous thoughts within him that are actualizing as a problem for himself first and for the client second. The appeal is a process of repentance and forgiveness on the part of the therapist. I am sorry for the erroneous thoughts within me that have caused a problem for me and for the client. Please forgive me. In response to the repentance and forgiveness appeal of the therapist, love begins the mystical process of transmuting the erroneous thoughts. In this spiritual correction process, love first neutralizes the erroneous emotions that have caused the problem, be they resentment, fear, anger, blame, or confusion. In the next step, love then releases the neutralized energy from the thoughts, leaving them in a state of void, of emptiness, of true freedom. With the thoughts empty, free, love then fills them with itself. The result, the therapist is renewed, restored in love. As the therapist is renewed, so is the client and all involved in the problem. Where there was despair in the client, there is love. Where there was darkness in her soul, there is now the healing light of love. The self-identity through Ho'oponopono training teaches people who